Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
You're with the Late Trade, Mitch Cleary alongside Stephen Silvani and Maddie Rendell. There's people all over South Australia waiting for this.
The List Committee for Ego Power Tools. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56-volt battery range of outdoor power equipment.
So my song for the Crows is Wilson Phillips, Hold On. This is Hold Your Nerve for One More Year. Hold Your Nerve. They started the rebuild. They played a minimum of probably 10 players this year, every game, who were in their first, second and third year. They got great value out of them. I thought they played a great brand of footy. I really love watching them play, and I watched every game because I was doing Footy SA on Sunday mornings. So I really enjoyed watching when some blokes just blossomed. Who would have thought Jordan Butts would have been a gun key back in his second year? I never saw that coming. Murray, which is Sam Murray's brother, Nick Murray, isn't it? Did a ripping job and got better as the season went on as he felt more comfortable playing in defence. Butts really got beaten. Dode still played his usual high quality self. Brody Smith was good, but they found a small back who much maligned. And the coaching staff, the recruiting staff bagged unmercifully for taking Chase Jones at pick 9, was it,
Mitch? Yeah, it was an early pick, yep.
Well, he came in, they played him in defence, and God, he looked good. Real pace, real toughness, beautiful kick, and he's going to be an exciting player for them for a very long time. So their back line started to take shape with basically no names. But I love what they did in moving the ball through the midfield with Rahn and Hamble. Sometimes they control the ball. Seedsman had his best, a career best year. He's fantastic. Keys had a career best year. No one wanted him. They got him for a packet of chips. Schoenberg, I can't believe he didn't finish in the top six best in Ferris, but he's going to be an absolute star, Schoenberg. He's going to be getting 25, 30 pluses week in, week out. I love his intensity and his work rate is huge. Laird had his usual 30-plus possession season again. Walker was great till his indiscretion at the end of the year. Tilthorpe played some really good games. Obviously, he was going to get tired. He got basically the best defender, well, the second-best defender every week. If Walker wasn't there, he got the best. Fogarty improved. This is the bloke who's going to improve greatly under Darren Burgess because he's never, ever been fit enough, and he just... He's not a midfielder like Petrarca, but he reminds me of he's a bustling player like Petrarca, and I think he'll get the greatest benefit next year if he wants to do the work. Rowe showed plenty in the forward line. He missed some opportunities. He's got to get better at taking his opportunities. Ned McHenry, when he got rid of his rubbish of trying to fight everyone and giving away stupid free kicks, when he started playing footy, he was really good. He's got good up and down the ground presence, and he hits the front square and he kicks goals. And the important thing is, excuse me, he puts a lot of pressure on the defenders. And this was out, and they brought in, this was out Pedler and Cook hardly playing. And what I saw them at the end of the year, and I didn't see him play the year before, really like what they brought to the table. Berry was really good as a high half forward, but he was, he's not really suited that position. He's an inside mid. McAdam needs to lift because he might not get a game next year and he's got too much talent. And Shoal was really good playing halfback and wing. So that's about my best team I've got from next year. I haven't got Matt Crouch in their best team.
Even at full fitness and All-Australian,
no,
Matt Crouch.
I haven't got him in their best team. I haven't got Luke Brown in their best team. So Frampton's handy as a backup back if they got to play against 200-centimetre talls. And I like what they did playing him in defence. Himmelberg can't get in the team, I don't think, in this lineup, but he's got plenty, and he'll benefit from Darren Burgess as well next year because he needs to get his fitness up. Hamill was really good till he got absolutely creamed in one of the games and didn't play for the rest of the year, I don't think. Haitley, I didn't see much of. And McAzee sat in the sand for a full year, started as a back and went forward, a high pick in the draft. I didn't see him play, so I can't really judge him at the moment. but he's got another year to go on his contract. So they were happy to tip out Tom Lynch, who's still capable of playing great footy, Tarley, who didn't play a game. But because Butts and Murray were so damn good, they're going, well, we're going to stick with that, have Frampton, got McAzee. You know, we're going to pay a little bit of a price next year if one of them gets injured because they haven't got depth there. And obviously McKay retired because they couldn't keep McKay, even though I thought he had a pretty good year. But they need to play these kids. And that's why I haven't got Crouch and Brown in. They need to play these kids because when you pull the pin and take all these kids, you need to get them up to 50, 60 games real quick. And that's what they've done this year. They did it a bit last year. Well, they did a fair bit last year. More this year. They need to do it again next year. They're going to pay a little bit of a price. Love to see they ran and shared the ball this year. I'd love to see them when they get to, Burgess gets hold of them and gets their fitness levels up again. I thought the bloke did a pretty good job last year. I don't know where he's going to end up. And I've got Sloan sort of playing as a half forward here as a permanent half forward maybe, to allow your peddlers, Cooks, Berries, Keys, Schoenberg, Laird and Keys to play in the midfield. And the real wild card, and he hasn't played for 2 years, but he's a star, is Millerett. And he's got to come back in. He's had a lot of problems, but he's sort of a forward mid. I had him playing as a half back. I wouldn't mind seeing him coming off half back. He'll hit hitting blokes up through the middle. He'd be great. But now they've brought Dawson in to play in defence. He might end up on a wing. And I'm happy to see him play out there. But he is a star. Well, he was a star, but he hasn't played for 2 years. So they've got some great depth. They're kids. They're great depth. Don't expect them to make the eight next year, but they won seven games. Easily win 10, 11. They could sneak into the back end of the eight with any luck with injury-wise. They need to keep O'Brien on the ground but as a ruckman. But actually, the backup was surprisingly good, and I've forgotten his name.
Kieran Strawn.
He was I think he played against Maxie Gornon, wasn't too bad.
I think he won their Sandford Best and Fairest.
So a lot to like of how they've done. It's been self-inflicted, the wounds there. But what they've done is realise that and fixing it up real quick. And I love what Nick's has done with the spirit morale, the culture and the whole environment of the footy club when they got players coming from other clubs back into South Australia. I couldn't get one when I was there for 5 years. I could get other players, but not one South Australian. So getting them back is fantastic. Sorry, I've been rambling on about it, but I watched them all year and I really like what they're doing.
Sounds good. Sounds like a promising time to be a Crows fan, Sauce.
No, well, I think they've recruited really well. They've gone to the draft. They're going to go to the draft again. They won 7 games this year, so they had a reasonable season, particularly playing those young kids. The only thing I probably worry about, I think Dawson would be a great get for him, and Miller coming in, I really rate him as a player as well. I think the difficulty for them next year is Walker. I thought Walker had a sensational year. Can he produce that again? That's going to be the real question mark because he was pretty much leading the goal kicking around the halfway mark of the season. Can he maintain that level again? And if he's not, who's going to replace that? Who's going to be that 40-50 goal kicker up forward?
Well, I'm thinking it's going to be Fogarty. And the reason is his fitness levels have always been an issue. And he's putting pressure on the defenders has always been an issue for him. But I just saw in the second half of the year, he got better and better and better. The fact is about him, he only needs to take 3 marks inside 50 for 3 goals a game because he does not miss. He is a dead eye. So you can just get him the ball 3 times is what I would say. And you know you're a fair chance of getting goal. And there's your 50, Sauce.
Well, that's the one question mark, isn't it, on the Crows? Given Taylor Walker 48 this year, he's going to miss the first 3 games of next season with that suspension. It falls away a lot around him after that. So Shane McAdam kicked 25, Darcy Fogarty 24, Thilthorpe 18. How much footy do you see Thilthorpe playing next year?
Oh, he'll play every game.
Impacting.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's going to be a champ, isn't he? I love him. The other one is, that's why I've got Sloan in the forward line. He is a very smart goal kicker. He's an underrated mark, and he knows how to get a handball receive, and he knows how to get front and square. And I think with blokes like Fogarty, Rowe, McHenry, Tilthorpe down there, you've got Walker, but he's missing the first three games, and you're probably going to have some other kids in amongst them, maybe even Tariq Newchurch at the start of the year. I think he'll be great for their forward line, you know, about driving him to put pressure on the defence and make it hard to get out. And you know he's going to have a massive crack. And I just think they need to play those blokes in the midfield. Maybe it's time for Sloaney just to move out. I know he'll kick 40 goals if he plays in the forward line permanently next year.
All right, that's the Crows List Committee with Matty Rendell. Think outside with the Ego Power Plus 56-volt battery range of outdoor power equipment. Crows fans, let us know your take on Matt Rendell's list analysis on the Crows. 1300 23 55 48. This is the Late Trade for MEGT and Chemist Warehouse.